This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's got to be an all-us kind of thing, ladies and gentlemen. It's Bill Martinez. It's straight up and down, top of the hour. Good to have you along with us, Bill Martinez Live. For more information, BillMartinezLive.com. You kind of get the idea. This is the Bill Martinez Live show. That's the way it works. Boy, what a wild night last night, Scott. Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz turned Trump into a piñata, huh?
Yeah, they did. but he's the Teflon Don or whatever, because he always seems to come out better in the end on everything like this. I think it might be a little.
Yeah, I think so.
Too little, too late type thing for him.
Right.
And you would think that guys that have been in politics for most of their life would have figured out how to get rid of a non-politician in politics.
Well, there was definitely a lot of exposure going all around. You know what? What hit me and Doug and Tiffany Lively are just sitting across from me right now. We're going to be talking to them in just a minute. A great project that they're working on. I told them, I said, feel free to chime in here in our open. But what got me and I thought was interesting was as this was coming down and Rubio had a chance. I mean, Trump was repeating himself and Rubio, like, gave him the old maid card, you know, because Rubio had the old maid card from the debate with Chris Christie, and he just passed it on, you know, like, you know, the old maid card. All of a sudden, it's with Trump. What did you think about that?
I guess I didn't pay much attention to that, so I don't really have much of a comment on that. But again, I'm just surprised.
Hey, I thought it was brilliant insight on my part, by the way. I want you to know that. Now you're just letting it, I mean,
yeah,
I thought I teed you up on it.
Yeah, I'm not even taking a swing at the lob you gave me. So, again, I'm just surprised that it took two guys that are politicians this long to figure out that, hey, we better gang up and get rid of this guy who's not a politician.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I think they would have seen a lot more success earlier if they would have.
Yeah, because right now, I mean, they're splitting everything, and who's going to be, one of them has to go out almost at this point. Otherwise, you're going to look at a brokered convention. It could be a brokered convention going on if they both hang in there. And, of course, Ben Carson says he's sticking around. He's sticking around because he just wants somebody to pick on him. Would somebody attack me?
Maybe not.
He wasn't getting involved in the conversation because there was so much attack going on, you know, between Rubio and Cruz that it became, you know, the three of them and Kasich and Carson are right there on the stage next to him, just kind of looking back. You can just see their heads swiveling back and forth like they're watching a ping pong game.
Well, and then even worse, you brought up the brokered convention. Even worse is if it stayed the same way, Trump was going to run away with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they would have no chance. So, and you're right. I think you're 100% right. Either Cruz or Rubio has to drop out at this point in order for the other guy to have a chance, or to have somebody to have a chance to knock Trump off.
Well, of course, one of the big things that came out of it last night was he's being audited. I mean, I think that's the American way of life anymore. You got to be audited, especially if you're against the government. They're going to find a way to audit you. You got a quick sound bite on that one?
Yeah, it's a little bit longer than what we have.
Well, we'll cut it short.
But here, let me
now that really is at your control, which is the tax returns. Yeah. Mitt Romney during the debate was bringing it up again. You could show him in a second if you want to. Why is Trump delaying?
Well,
let me
explain about Mitt. You know, Mitt is a guy who was a horrible candidate. He lost the race that should have been won and should have been won easily. And I don't know what happened.
We can do it another time. We'll talk a little bit more about it. But Trump and Ted Cruz says, hey, look, he's being audited. you know, and he's been audited, I guess, for the last several years. And, you know, even Ben Carson said after he did the prayer breakfast in Washington, D.C., he's got to visit with the IRS every year since then. Well, teach him to take down political correctness. I guess you're not supposed to do that. You know, that's really precious in their eyes. At just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour, America, Bill Martinez live. We got more coming up. The Livelys are next right here. Stay with us.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, not only online, you can find us on your smartphone. We're all over the place in over 270 markets across these United States. Coming at you Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 Eastern. And then starting March 7th, the big news is we go to 3 hours. We'll be here with you from 9 to 12 Eastern. Hey, we are at NRB, Proclaim 16 in Nashville, Tennessee. And we're very fortunate and blessed to have the Livelys with us. As you heard me mention earlier, Doug and Tiffany are with us with Invicta Entertainment. And we want to talk about Christian films, your identity project, the background, the wealth of filmmaking experience that you both of you have enjoyed with Lucasfilm and Google and Verizon Hasbro. You have gone into Christian filmmaking big time, and you're advancing the cause here as we continue to improve the projects, right?
Yes, thank you.
Wow. Thank you for having us.
Well, congratulations. Well, great to have you with us. I want you to talk about the identity project. This is near and dear to my heart because anything that talks about what the foundation of our lives should be as Christians, because some people, you know, they get caught up and they say, okay, well, you know, I need Christ. But what does that mean? It's a major shift. And when you understand that shift, I say major only because it's like going from dark to light. It's like the blind man now seeing and understanding the power that is now with you as a result of saying, hey, look, I don't want to be the driver of my ship, the captain of my ship anymore, right?
That's exactly it.
Yeah. So we endeavored to, you know, answer that question. You know, we spent 13 months and traveled to 14 cities following some well-known, what we would call well-known evangelistic outreach ministries where, you know, they put out the simple gospel, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now go do what he did. And, you know, it might seem like a big, epic, and even overreaching endeavor, but what we found was an extraordinary, you know, simplicity in once people get a hold of, well, wait a minute, you know, I this is who I am, I can go do this. We saw amazing things happen through ordinary people very, very quickly. And it actually, you know, it forced us to actually rethink some of our thinking on what, you know, God was willing to do in our lives and how fast he was willing to do it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Tiffany, like you realized, is that, and I think a lot of Christians say, wait a minute, I came forward and, you know, no big whoop. You know, I'm not really feeling it here. But yet God's promises are yes and amen. And you may see it in other people and you're saying, why not me?
Right.
How do you respond to that?
Well, it's allowing yourself to come into the understanding that I can now see myself as a daughter or a son of God, that taking on heaven's perspective of how God sees me as an individual son, not just, oh, well, he has favor on this person or favor on that one, but he is constantly pursuing each one of us and wants a relationship with each one of us. And he not only just sent Christ to the earth to save us, but to equip us to go beyond the cross, to not only receive the gospel, but be the gospel. And it's just as simply as just receiving that and accepting that understanding of who I am and how he sees me.
And Doug, it's not, you know, some people might hear this and say, oh, you know, this is the prosperity gospel kind of thing.
No.
You, I mean, you're not enlarged and you're not blessed because about you. You're blessed because of him to go out and be a blessing and take what he's given you, right?
Absolutely believe that. Yeah, you know, there's over 2 billion Christians in the world, 40,000 denominations. And, you know, we are supposed to have this simple identity that we're not a answer to the world. We're the answer for the world. And, you know, what we've observed in, you know, growing up in the church and so forth, we've been Christians most of our lives. But there is still this, you know, we're not changing the world, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what we found is the Lord is very willing with the Holy Spirit to show up, you know, everywhere, anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's looking for availability. I think, you know, we've ended up maybe having a lot of proclamation without demonstration in the church.
Exactly. Yeah. Tiffany, how'd you guys meet?
Oh, goodness. We met in 1994 at a little school up in Camden, Maine, the International Film and Television Workshops. That's what it was called then. It's called the Media Workshops now. And I was running the photography studio. Doug came in. He was this hotshot DP director from L.A.
Right. All and, honor and glory.
Yeah. And so at that time, the workshops were, photography workshops were seasonal. And so they asked me, they closed and ended and then asked me to stay on. And they assigned me as his teaching assistant.
Oh, wow. Well, how cool is that?
So it was 3 weeks, and that was it.
All right. So, yeah. So in other words, the fix was in.
Yeah.
This is one of those fixed marriages, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably more fixed than we realize, right?
It was a done
right?
deal by, yeah, yeah. by the father.
Yeah, look, I was going to say.
He bamboozled us both.
But look who you have for a father-in-law, though.
Oh,
right?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
That's it.
Isn't that so cool?
Yeah.
I mean,
cool.
And we were talking about this the other day. I think that's a big shift that people need to understand is when you're married, is who's your father-in-law?
Yeah.
You know, not your earthly father. We talk to the heavenly father.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you better be good to one another, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Because
absolutely.
As we know, you know, when you, as one author had written, you know, when you're kind to my child and when you have children and somebody is good to your kid, you love that person.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care if they're a knucklehead. You appreciate the fact that they loved your child. So you imagine what the father, in terms of our identity, look at you treat his child right.
That's right.
I mean, hey, good's going to be on you.
That's right.
Right? So, Doug, The Identity Project, it's a documentary film.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And why did you format it this way?
Well, you know, because filmmaking's changed. And what I love about filmmaking today is the barrier to entry. I mean, I'm a classically trained kind of Hollywood guy. I you know, spent over 25 years now behind cameras and you know, doing all that production stuff. But what I love in what is available today is you can be very small, you know, very inexpensive and still, you know, be extraordinarily commercial in your filmmaking. And so we chose a documentary format and to run around the streets with these people and, you know, go into their houses and their homes and really explore this question of, you know, them demonstrating Jesus, you know, praying for people, you know, interacting with people. And you just can't really do it any other way than, you know, a small documentary format.
Well, there's so much about the even in this information world, Tiffany, that we're in, that's not being communicated. You know, we have, in a sense, Christianity is dispersed because we're so spread out and,
that's right.
you know, the tyranny of the urgent and we're busy. We're really not. And this is a way that allows us to connect to say, I get it now.
That's
right.
We're a YouTube generation. We're a digital, you know, we have four kids. you know, it's amazing. They are already, you know, the bugs bit them, and they're already making films. They're already wanting to put them on YouTube. And what you realize is this is our generation. You know, we are a visual, digital, you know, generation. So this has always been our hearts. We're visual storytellers. We've prayed about doing this together for 20 years.
Wow, very cool.
And so, you know, we've now had our company for two. And, man, it's awesome.
So this is your first project
this
together, right?
This is our first project together.
And you're surviving.
Yes. We still love each other.
The kids are still good. Nobody.
The kids are still good.
The kids aren't in therapy as a result of all this.
No. And we brought them along. Yeah. You know, we wanted to include them in the production.
Wow,
so
very cool.
We have 13 cities across the country.
That's great.
14.
According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, an estimated 22 million school days are lost each year due to colds alone. Despite the frequency with which children get sick, mothers are underutilizing healthcare professionals for advice on best treatment options. A new survey, released by RB, reveals that mothers nationwide are struggling to treat their children's cough and cold symptoms, affecting both energy levels and focus. However, only 23% of mothers surveyed would consider seeking professional help. The National Association of School Nurses is collaborating with RB on this educational effort to raise awareness. Lawrence E. Flint, MD, pediatric hospitalist and assistant professor, Department of Health Informatics, Rutgers University.
We encourage parents to reach out to their health care provider to determine when it's appropriate to give their child an over-the-counter medication. It's important to be well-informed in order to make the best decisions possible regarding our children's health.
For more, visit the National Association of School Nurses website at www.nasn.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
No, you're not alone. 'cause I'm gonna make this place sure.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, online on your smartphone in over 270 markets across this United States and around the world via shortwave. This is Bill Martinez Live coming at you Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 Eastern. We are blessed to have with us Senator Ted Cruz's dad. His father has penned a book extolling faith in a time of darkness. For a time such as this, you know, you think about America that was founded by Judeo-Christian principles, by moral leaders, many of whom were strong Christians themselves. Our founder said that our U.S. Constitution was designed for a people of morality and virtue. Without it, the Constitution implodes. And if we've ever been close to that ever happening, here we are today. Let's remember the first settlers were committed Christians seeking refuge from religious persecution abroad. In the last 100 years, America has been on a slippery slope, moving away from its founding principles, and in large part with a little resistance from the church. Rafael Cruz is with us. His book, A Time for Action, Empowering the Faithful to Reclaim America. Rafael, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Bill, it's so great to be with you.
Well, it's an honor to have you with us here, Rafael, to talk about something that is so critical and dire, as I say, for a time such as this. When you have 7 out of 10 Americans saying we're on the wrong track, I say good observation. Now, what are we going to do to get on the right track?
Well, what has happened didn't just occur overnight, you know.
Yes.
If you look at the last 50 years, you know, in 1962, prayer was removed from schools. 1963, the Bible was banned from schools. You know, the interesting thing, Bill, is the Bible, one of the very first Bibles in America, was printed on the auspices of Congress to be used as principal textbook in primary schools, high schools and universities. I'm talking about public schools. That doesn't sound much like separation of church and state, does it?
No, not at all.
But after over a century of using the Bible in school, it was banned all of a sudden. But the worst part of it is, in spite of those two horrible decisions, the church remained silent. And their excuse was, it's a political issue. How can you call prayer a political issue? How can you call Bible study a political issue? But that's what the church did. You know, the consequence of that, Bill, teen pregnancy skyrocketed after 1963, and so did violent crime.
Exactly.
And 10 years later, the same thing happened when Roe v. Wade was passed, and 9 unelected justices of the Supreme Court decided that a baby in the womb did not have that unalienable right to life from our Creator, as stated in the Declaration, and they legalized abortion. And again, the church remains silent. The excuse, the same excuse, is a political issue. Well, 58 million babies have been slaughtered by abortion in America. That, I'll tell you what, the question that comes to mind is, how long are we going to remain silent?
Exactly.
Silence is not an option.
No, you're exactly right, Rafael. And according to the latest Gallup poll, people in America are saying, where is the voice of the church? And this comes from the very people that have done everything they could to stifle the voice of the Church of America. And they're crying out for some moral perspective and a moral compass. And for a time such as this, Rafael, the church is being invited to come into the marketplace and to speak out boldly. We can no longer have a country where only 50% of evangelicals bother to register to vote, and of that 50, only 50% of them actually go out and vote. This is a disaster, and if we're going to get this country back on track, evangelicals, people of moral compass and understanding of what's going on in our culture, as you say, fatherlessness, the Holocaust of babies, and 40% of those being black, 25% Hispanic, Rafael. I mean, it has been a disaster. I mean, I keep saying the abuelas that you know about, and that, you know, both you and I are abuelos, so we understand the grief that we feel in seeing our children murdered, you know, so haphazardly and just based on convenience. I mean, this is disgusting what has happened, and we need to take a stand against this.
Well, absolutely, Bill. But, you know, there has to come a time when we as Christians shout it from the housetops, as Jesus said, Because, you know, Dietrich Bonhoeffer once said, and I describe this in my book, A Time for Action, he said, silence in the face of evil is evil itself.
Yes.
He also said, not to speak is to speak, not to act is to act. We cannot remain silent, or we are going to have to answer to God for our silence.
Exactly.
You know, we see the deterioration of America at an accelerated rate, especially during this administration. This is the most lawless, most anti-Christian administration we ever had. And as a result, we see chaos. We see rampant immorality. We see a situation where children are being brainwashed with secular humanism through Common Core and socialist ideas, and it is just destroying the fiber of America, and moreover, destroying the foundation of the family. And the
exactly.
family is the basic unit of society. The family is destroyed, so will society.
Well, in your book, A Time for Action, Raphael, to bring our audience up to speed, and I highly recommend that you get your hands on his book. It will impact you tremendously. Let me tell you, it's the story of one man's quest for refuge from Cuban persecution to realizing the American dream. It is a story about one man finding true freedom that comes from faith in Jesus Christ. And I don't know any place else where freedom can come from, Raphael, than from Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. You know, Galatians chapter 5, verse 1 says, for freedom's sake, Christ has made us free. So let us not entangle ourselves again with the yoke of bondage. You know, we are in bondage to so many things, and only Jesus Christ can bring us to freedom. And peace, you know, peace that the Bible calls a peace that surpasses all understanding. Because it's easy to have peace when everything is going right. It's in the midst of challenges when only God can give you the peace to go through it with hope and confidence that He is for you. And if He is for you, who can be against you?
Exactly. Well, Raphael, you know, coming from Cuban persecution, you have a depth and understanding of freedom that most Americans take for granted. Explain to our audience here, we got about 2.5 minutes left, what freedom means to you.
Well, you know, freedom is so fundamental, and unfortunately, like you said, people that have not experienced the loss of freedom think, oh, that could never happen to America. That is happening in America today. Our freedoms have been curtailed more and more and more every day, but it's like the old story of the frog, you know. You put a frog in a pot of hot water and jump right out, but put the frog in a pot of cold water and put it on the stove. And that frog is so comfortable, you can boil that frog to death. And we've been boiled to death just like that frog. You know,
exactly.
in my book, I enumerate the dangers that of what is occurring in America and how that is eroding our society. And then I also enumerate action steps that you can take to reclaim America. America's worth saving, Bill. This is the greatest country on the face of the earth. I used to tell my son over and over again, you know, Ted, when I lost my freedom in Cuba, I had a place to come to. If we lose our freedoms here, where are we going to go? And
exactly.
there is no place to go. That is why we must reclaim America and restore the Judeo-Christian principles, the constitutional principles that are the bedrock of America. And I'll tell you, the Constitution entirely based on the Bible.
Yes.
These were men of faith that actually seek revelation from God. They were on their knees seeking wisdom from God when they gave us His Constitution.
Well, and that's the time,
greatest country in the earth.
And that's the position we need to be in now, Raphael, to get this country back on track. Raphael Cruz, the father of Senator Ted Cruz, born in Cuba, where his political activities landed him in jail. Eventually, he fled Cuba for the United States. After finding a job washing dishes for 50 cents an hour, he built a successful career and now lives the American dream and is watching his son and active with his son to bring that dream to the rest of us here in the United States of America. His book, A Time for Action, will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you, Raphael.
This February,
when the Messiah comes, Rome will be nothing.
Prepare to witness the miracle that changed the world forever.
The Nazarene city rise again after 3 days. We will lose peace and order if it's true.
Through the eyes of a non-believer. Risen, starring Joseph Fiennes.
The tomb is sealed. Guard it with your life.
The most important manhunt in history.
The body has vanished.
His tomb is empty.
Was just beginning.
No more lies. What happened to the body?
The ropes, they just exploded.
Risen.
Where does he go?
You tell me.
You're looking for something you will never find. Open your heart and see.
Risen. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now play. For tickets and showtimes, go to risen-movie.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
All my dreams, I'm a lowrider. The lowrider is a little higher.
You know, the thing about this song is it gets your head bopping, and, you know, 24 hours from now, it's still bopping like one of those bubble dolls, you know, on the front of your car. Bill Martinez back with you, ladies and gentlemen, 28 before the top of the hour, and the one and only Bob Waliszewski is in the studio. We're face-to-face, first time after all this, almost a year now, hasn't it?
Yeah, I know.
Right, so here he is. We're here in Nashville hanging out with all the cats for NRB Proclaim 16. And Bob, of course, is Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture. He's also the Director of Focus's Plugged In Department, which features the popular Plugged In website, PluggedIn.com. Bob, I want to ask you about Young Messiah first. I mean, that was premiered last night. We're going to be talking with Cyrus, who's the director of the film, a little bit later on today, too. So we're looking forward to that. So what did you think about that movie?
You know, I've seen it twice, Bill, and
I'll have to be very, very honest. When I saw it the first time and I heard it was about the boyhood of Jesus Christ, I went in as such a skeptic. I said, there's just no way I'm going to like this film. I mean, I'm going to be open-minded like I always am, but I just know I'm prejudicial. You know, the Bible says so little about Jesus' boyhood. We know at the age of 12 he went to the temple, and we know his birth because we've got that, but everything in between is totally it's non-existent in the scripture. So when I heard they made a movie about it, I thought, oh no,
yeah.
You know, just imagine where they're going to go with this, and it's going to be, you know, so
Noah's Ark all over.
Exactly, they're going to have rock monsters just like the right. Noah's Ark. Yeah. There's something in there. And then when I saw the movie, I was like, wow. Number one, very respectful of Jesus Christ, the person.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, very respectful of the scriptures. I was pretty blown away. And I'm now, I think I said it, I've seen it twice already. And I'm about to see it the third time. Coming in March, there's a screening that Focus on the Family has.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so going from a person that was about to sound the warning of saying, you know, here's Hollywood's terrible idea of how to make a film, to actually saying, you know, go see this film.
Right.
Now, the only I've had one person give me one legitimate complaint, and that is that the Bible says in John that Jesus' first miracle was the changing of water into wine at the wedding. And in this movie, of course, you've seen it too, the boy Jesus at age 7 actually does a couple of miracles. But let that go, folks. That is one area that I just think we could just say, is it possible that the Son of God, made flesh, could do a miracle at the age of 7? Did he? No, we know the Bible says he didn't. But could he? And if that's the worst you can say about the film, and that really is the worst I can say about the film, it is worth seeing. And it's just one you come away going, I want to know this Jesus better.
Right. Yeah. Well, John Debney, award-winning, you know, musical conductor, composer, you know, scored the music, and the music is powerful.
Yes, I mean,
and as Cyrus will tell us, he says that you know, the movie could not be complete until John finishes his work. And he said he just tied it in a nice ribbon and bow for us.
And the actors that play both Mary and Joseph, I think, are tremendous, especially Mary. There's just so much expression in her eyes alone. Mm-hmm. There's scenes where what communication comes through that the woman who plays Mary. So, anyways, once again, it's an example of Hollywood getting it right. So oftentimes I come to the microphones and say Hollywood got it wrong,
right,
but we've got Risen out, and this is now the second week they got it right with that. We've got Young Messiah, we've got Miracles from Heaven, and we've got Same Kind of Different as Me coming out later this year. Even The Shack coming out, which, you know, it's a book that's been controversial, but at the very least, later on this year when the movie comes out, once again, culturally, we'll be talking about the God of the universe. Mm-hmm. Does he exist? How does he interact in our lives if he does?
Right.
And I love that conversation.
Exactly. I don't care how you spell my name, but just, you know, go out and write it down.
Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly. A little bit of that. And that's the thing, too, Bob, you know, is in the last several years, Hollywood is getting it in terms of the financial reward, you know, and they are starting to respond to it. And, you know, look what we've got, you know, just like right now.
Well, in 2004, when Mel Gibson started shopping his movie, he had this idea of a movie of Jesus Christ. And he went to all the studios and they said, no, there's 90 some movies about Jesus. We don't need another movie. And he's like, I think this would go.
Yeah.
And everybody turned him down. So he financed it himself. $29 million it took to make. But it made $366 million in the U.S. alone. That's not talking global.
Right.
$366 million. That's a pretty good return on your investment.
Exactly.
Now, I wish I could dig in my pocket and come up with $29 million to do something like that. But Mel could,
yes.
And he did. And once that happened, here were all those studio execs who turned him down. I mean, they turned him down. They just said, no, we don't need a scratch in their head. More than scratch in their head. Just going, oh, boy, we should have done this one. We should have done this one. And ever since
we could have used that cash flow.
Ever since then, they've been waiting for the next The Passion of the Christ. Of course, we haven't had one that quite that successful. But what Hollywood took notice of is there is an audience out there who does like films about Jesus Christ and faith-based films. So.
Well, and an audience out there that needs to be family-sensitive and not apologize for it.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
More importantly, right?
And that's what we're seeing more and more of. And I'm, we've seen the worst of the worst continue to come out of Hollywood. I mean, Deadpool is the number one film in the nation right now. It's right. Just an awful, lewd, crude, terrible. You just shake your head and go, oh, why did they do that? But it made a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But then you get a movie like Risen, which came in at number three, and you're going, I love the fact that the medium of film can be used to tell stories to this generation, because exactly. They won't go to church
right.
often, but they will go to a theater mm-hmm. and get that message in a theater.
And especially the way they approached Risen, I mean, from an atheist.
Skeptic.
Yeah. I mean, here he is. He has no...
He doesn't believe.
He's got no skin in the game.
No, this is a Roman tribune mm-hmm. who absolutely does not believe that Jesus rose from the dead. Why? Because he saw him die in front of his very eyes. One of his underlings was the person who put the sword through the side of Christ, and then he starts hearing this rumor about a risen Christ, and he's like, no, it's not true, can't be. And then CSI style, he starts examining in pretty well detective work. Of course, by the end of the film, the skeptic is now a believer. And how many other people walked in as skeptics and came out as believers? We won't know until we are on the other side, but I have a feeling there's a bunch.
Exactly. Well, Bob, a couple minutes left here. Talk Oscars.
Yeah, well, it's Sunday, and of course, probably on Monday when we do our usual talk, we'll be recapping how the winners go. But as we're looking at the nomination for Best Picture, and that's where I want to go, there's eight films this year. There used to be, years ago, they only did five, and they cut it off. And then they went as far as 10, and we've had 9. Now, with this year, we have 10. Here they are. Room, Revenant, Spotlight, The Big Short, Mad Max, Fury Road, The Martian, Brooklyn, Bridge of Spies. Five of those eight, Bill, are R-rated, mm-hmm. and three are PG-13. Obviously, because I'm a family-friendly guy, and I love films that you can actually take people to go see rather than say, no, I'm sorry, Hollywood right. got it wrong. I'm going to be rooting for one of the PG-13s to mm-hmm. win. So I would, and probably if I had my very favorite, I would probably go with Bridge of Spies. I just think that
I loved Bridge of Spies. I thought that was a terrific movie.
It was.
I agree with you. I love it. I love it a lot. It there might be another one who's been winning all the other awards come out, but hey, when it comes to we'll send Tom Hanks and Spielberg a little Oscar of our own, you know, for exactly. Bob and Bill. Huh?
Well, and two of the films that are PG-13, which is interesting, The Martian and both Bridge of Spies, are just really powerful in their message about the value of human life.
Exactly.
The Martian, here you've got an astronaut stranded on the planet Mars. And we're moving heaven and earth to try to save that man. Mm-hmm. In Bridge of Spies, we've got a spy, actually two spies, as it turns out, by the end of the film, that Tom Hanks' character, who's a lawyer, by the
right.
way, is doing everything he can to trade for and saying there's something value about getting these men back. And
well, Bob, we're out of time, buddy. Bob okay. Wojcicki, face-to-face with Bill Martinez here in Nashville. Good to see you, buddy. God bless.
Thank you, Bill.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
This report is brought to you by SmartAboutMoney.org. Results show 2 in 5 people in couples who share finances admit to hiding spending from their mates, and 75% say financial deceptions had an effect on the relationship. Is your spouse cheating on you financially? A new survey reveals that financial infidelity is a growing problem among couples. Patricia Seaman, financial expert, SmartAboutMoney.org.
Financial infidelity is a big problem, and it's getting worse. Some of the red flags of financial infidelity are things like running across a receipt for a purchase that you don't recognize, or, for example, not seeing the itemized bill on the credit card statement, maybe just seeing the sum total that's due. Also, if your partner is withdrawn or defensive when you bring up the topic of money, that's a red flag of financial infidelity as well.
For tips on how to spot and recover from financial infidelity, visit smartaboutmoney.org.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, it certainly is nice to meet some of Ricky's friends after all these years.
Lucy quiere que le diga que está muy contenta de conocer a los amigos míos de Cuba después de tantos años de casado.
Ah, muchas gracias.
Did you have a nice boat trip up here?
Honey, they're not hard of hearing, you know.
Bill Martinez.
Oh, you gotta love that lady. And you thought there was only one of them, but I gotta tell you, without a doubt, Lauren Kitchens reminds me, and we just have so much fun, and it's not a bad thing that you remind me of Lucy, Lauren. You know, it's okay.
I've always wondered about that. Is that a compliment or?
Yes, it is a compliment because everybody loves Lucy, and everybody should love Lauren too, right?
Absolutely.
I'll leave it at that. Lauren Kitchen Stewart with us, national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker, and just a very, very dear friend. She sent me. I wish I could share this text. She sends me this text of she wore the wrong boots, and she shows me the boots that she wore, wrong color now, and she's out all day long with the wrong color shoes. Has this ever happened to you? I know sometimes I get going so fast, I have to do a double check to make sure that I got my pants on. But God forbid, I mean, I would never have the wrong color shoes on. I may not have my pants on, but I would have I'd make sure my shoes match, Lauren.
I'm glad you don't ever lose your pants at home. That would be bad.
Yeah, well, no, I'm would not.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You've done what?
I just said I've worn a different shoe, like a black and a navy, but I have pants on. So, you know, just a little bit of it poked out, so you really couldn't see very much. But I got up yesterday morning early and went all day. I'm taking off my boots at probably 9 at night, 10 at night, and I had on one boot that was black. The part of it was black and part of it was brown. Like a light brown, and the other boot was totally brown. But here's the thing, I had on cargo pants that like stopped at my knee, so you could see the whole boot all day. And I mean, I went and ran errands, went to a friend's house, stayed for a while, went over to a funeral home because we had to pay for a loved one. She's like, I want you to pay for my funeral. You know, she's still here with us, but she wants us to go pay. We were there for hours. They had a funeral while we were there. Saw friends that worked there. I mean, went into stores, and no one said, hey, Lauren, that looks kind of weird. And it's very noticeable. I wish we were on television. Y'all could see the pictures. And so when I took it off, I was like, no way. And nobody said anything to me all day.
Well, they probably thought at the funeral, they probably thought you were so stressed out and mournful and everything. That's why you were a little confused or something.
Maybe they did cut me some slack thinking that. Mm. But I said, you know what? If I wear like a black and a tan or a black and a winter white and I don't notice and nobody notices, we all need to be packed off to the nut house.
That's it. Well, you know, and that's the thing. Sometimes, you know, people don't want to say anything to somebody else. But I don't know. I've just made it a practice that if you got broccoli hanging from a bicuspid or something, I'll let you know. I'll say, hey, look at, you know, but I will let you, you know, hold on to it for about, you know, 30 minutes just for fun.
Well, that's not nice. But I would tell I always would tell people, you know, they have all these crazy pictures that they've made at Walmart of people.
Yes,
they have like
the
underwear
people.
With a smiley face.
Oh,
you can see
gosh.
It and all that.
Yeah.
See, I would probably say something to someone like, okay, you're so-and-so's showing or so-and-so's hanging out, especially if somebody has something in their teeth or something, a bat in the cave. You got to take care of that. I would tell you. So if any of you are around me, I'm going to let you know. Bill says he's going to let you know. So we're good friends.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, and shit, after all, we're all in this thing together going through the journey. But how hysterical. But that's funny. But now what's going to crack me up is, and you got to let me know, and of course we're coming out to see you guys over the weekend, but if we go to town and we see everybody wearing, you know, mismatched boots, we're going to know you started a trend there.
It would be nice to have that much influence, but I don't think that's probably going to happen. I think people are probably, oh, she has a six-year-old, bless her heart. You know, you'd be at church in the mornings, you see these women come in that have like 10 kids and their hair would have big spaces, hadn't been brushed, they had black circles under their eyes, bad breath, hadn't been had time to brush their teeth. They probably think I'm like that. They're like, hey, give her a break.
That's all right.
Children.
Yeah, but she loves Jesus, so it's okay.
So it's okay. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Sweet and mismatched, we'll let it fly.
Well, talk about not being sweet last night. What'd you think of the debate?
Well, they were
getting
into
something heavy here. This got crazy.
So at this point, let me see. Donald Trump's a con artist. Mm. Rubio's a choke artist. And Cruz is a liar. So it's just, you know, I guess seeing who's going to point to be the nastiest. But
yeah, go ahead and pick one. Well, I was telling the guys, Lauren, that it seemed to me that that Rubio gave Trump the old maid card. You know, because Chris Christie gave him the old maid card, and he was carrying that around, and it was like, oh, my goodness, he just gave him the old maid card. He passed it on to Trump.
Well, but the thing about Trump, he just handles things.
Mm.
You know how when Rubio choked a couple of weeks ago, and we were all like, we can't believe we're seeing this. We just can't let Obama, you know, we can't let him keep running this presidency, saying it over and over and over and over. We were like, what? Are you kidding me? But Trump doesn't choke. And I think that makes people feel secure. And, I mean, every poll but the Blaze poll this morning is saying that, I mean, it varies from 60, 70, 80% that he won. And so he's further ahead now than he's ever been. And I think they have to get, like, 1,267, something like that, you know, delegates to be able to get the nomination. And, I mean, he's already way ahead of everybody. I mean, obviously Super Tuesday coming up March 1st, that's going to tell us a lot.
That'll be very telling, exactly. Because if he can't do it on his own, and if both somehow, Rubio and Cruz, survive, potentially we're looking at a brokered convention, which could be a lot of fun.
It could be very entertaining. Now, Carson and Kasich, I mean, they're down to like 2%, 3% across the board. Did you hear Ben Carson last night?
I love him.
Can somebody pick a fight with me? Can
somebody
attack me, please?
It was so funny. Yeah,
no,
exactly.
It's entertaining because most of the time the debates are just, you know, nobody, it's like, same old, but every single debate, I mean, we set the TiVo, we cannot wait to watch it because it is very entertaining. Did you all see Barbara and President George Bush? Now that he looked like he was not doing real well to me.
You didn't think so? When they were on the stump for Jeb?
Well, I think that he just, I haven't seen him in a long time, you know, and he's just gotten older. And that's hard to see, you know, president growing older, and I hadn't seen him in a while. And so I was like, oh, wow, goodness gracious.
Well, everything's moving so fast. You know, we talked with Jenna Bush Hager earlier in the week.
Yes.
And I said, Jenna, we watched you grow up in the White House. I mean, you've got kids. Mm-hmm. You're a teacher. I mean, you're off rolling in your own career now. I mean, this is amazing. I mean, I still think of you as this little kid in the White House.
Yeah. You know, she and her twin sister, and they were probably how old when he won the presidency? Maybe teenagers.
Yeah, they were teenagers, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think she was 19. I think they were 19 when he finished his second term.
Yeah, time is flying along. But the main thing, Bill, is we have to encourage all of our friends and loved ones to vote. So many people did not vote, did not show up. Now, this time, people are showing up. I mean, I think, was it Nevada where I think it was maybe 8 years ago, like 25% people voted. There was a little bit more 4 years ago, or 4 years ago. This time, like 75% more people showed up to vote in the primaries. You know,
like it or not, you got to give it to the Trump factor. I mean, Trump factor, and you know that Bernie Sanders has had his impact as well, which is most amazing and causing, you know, problems for the establishment on both sides. It's kind of a bookend establishment clash there between these two. I mean, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party. This anti-establishment sentiment, but there's no doubt about it. Like him or not, he is bringing out people. The Republican Party for a long time has said, hey, look, we need to broaden the tent. Well, he's broadened the tent, but they don't like exactly the zip code he's going to.
Right. Well, how long has it been since someone has really been out that far ahead that wasn't a politician per se? See, I can't even in my own mind, in my lifetime, I just turned 50, can think of anything like this taking place.
No, this is absolutely unusual. It's a perfect storm. I mean, and the thing is, well, the only other time that happened was in California with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And people thought Arnold was going to be able to turn, you know, that one party state upside down. Well, he found out real quick, you know, before he went into office after he won the election. They said, oh, by the way, Governor, we want you to know that 85% of the budget's already been mandated. So you're only going to manage about 15%. And, oh, and that 15%, Gray Davis spent that plus another 19. Have fun.
Yes. Yes. He's like, oh, on second thought.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to be back. Yeah. It's just terrible. But that's the, you know, that's the nature. And I think that Donald Trump's going to find out that, hey, business is one thing. Politics is another. You've got so many things to deal with. You just can't go in there and start firing people. And look at the, the blowback from Vicente Fox. Vicente Fox made it very clear that the Mexicans aren't going to be building no wall. And I'm making it kind. I can't use the language he used.
We've got children listening.
Well, yeah, and then Trump's response, well, he just added another 10 feet to that.
Right.
I mean,
well, also, in closing, is he really for the average Joe, and is he truly conservative? And can Cruz and Rubio win their home state? It's going to come down to those.
Well, this is the question. And I think that Cruz, as you know, because here we are in Texas, and he's got to win, but he's got to win decisively to really demonstrate that, you know, he's got a force behind him. Otherwise, you know, he fades. And exactly the same thing for Marco Rubio. Well, Life with Lauren, that's what it's all about. Lauren Kitchen Stewart. Lauren, thank you so much for being with us. Say goodnight, Ricky, okay?
Good night, Ricky, and please wear the same color shoes, would you?
The most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.